Text numéro 57. I'm from Poland. Why does Europe still make me feel like a second-class citizen? I have always thought of myself as the very model of a modern European. Both sets of my grandparents were diplomats who lived and worked all over Europe and the world and spoke several languages. My father grew up in Lyon, where he learned to appreciate good food and wine. Even more, he considered Western European culture superior to his native Polish. When he taught himself to cook, our family dinners included more French and Italian dishes, such as beef bourguignon, lasagna and chicken merengue. It is little surprise, then, that I grew up with the idea that Europe, in the form of the EU, was the ultimate goal for my country. So you can imagine my excitement when I was allowed to vote in the June 2003 referendum to decide if Poland should become part of the EU. My country joined the following May, 20 years ago. A few months after that momentous event, I said goodbye to my family and friends and boarded a Eurolines bus that would take me from my hometown to Hamburg in Germany to take part in the Socrates Erasmus student programme. But my excitement waned when I arrived at my destination. Everywhere I went, I heard comments about whether or not the 10 new countries were European enough to be included in the EU. Some people were worried about workers from Eastern Europe flooding the labour market. When I went to officially register residence at my new student dorm, the civil servant who looked at my papers turned to her colleague and said, "But Poland isn't even in the EU, is it?" It reminded me of something my father told me while we were driving through Germany when I was a child. "Don't speak Polish here," he said. "They don't like us." I met my husband while I was in Hamburg and stayed in Germany. I found myself at a party and listened to a German telling me I was just there to have children and live off welfare. This was and still is a common fear, not just among Germans, but in the rest of Western Europe, even though I was a student at the time and fully prepared to enter the job market after graduating. I moved to the Netherlands after having lived in Germany with my husband for 3 years. Together, we're raising our 3 children and I work as a freelance writer. But Dutch people have made it clear that they will always see people from countries that formerly found themselves behind the Iron Curtain as second-rate Europeans. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2024.